gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 6, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Precious Father, yes, honor, for doing your will.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order today, and we are going to, well, first, before I start on the agenda, I want to note that I've received two communications from the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. Executive Director Brandon Wood. They have inspected both of our correctional facilities, one that is out on Highway 69 as well as one here at the courthouse. Both of them did a stupendous job. They found no deficiencies, and Commissioner or Executive Director Wood wanted me to extend my congratulations to the sheriff for how well the jail standards visit did, and we've got our certificate of compliance, and so we're glad that there's no problems out there. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to start on our agenda with items under Commissioner's Court. Item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Jefferson Land Company, Inc. Item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution in support of House Bill 3462, authored by Representative Desitel regarding Emergency Communications District. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it unanimously, or I should say, is anybody opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thank you. Mr. Brown, I see George Brown is out in the audience. If you'd come up, Commissioner Arnold has a proclamation that he wants to read for you.
Welcome, Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
And we certainly appreciate the your heritage for 100 years of operating in this region in a very successful operation. So with that, I will give you this resolution based upon the Commissioner's Court, just as just passed. Jefferson Land Company, Inc., 100th year anniversary. Whereas George W. Brown Sr. moved to Jefferson County in 1901 from Nebraska to supply lumber to the newly discovered oil boom. And whereas on February the 10th, 1915, George W. Brown Sr. purchased 2,262 acres in Jefferson County from the Beaumont Rice and Canal Company. Whereas on February the 19th, 1915, he formed the Jefferson Land Company and became the first president. And whereas in 1915, the Jefferson Land Company began farming rice and raising cattle. And whereas George W. Brown Sr. passed in 1956, and his only son, George W. Brown Jr., assumed duties of the president of the company. And whereas George W. Brown Jr. passed in 1988, and his son, George W. Brown III, assumed the duties and president of the company. And whereas the Jefferson Land Company has been in continuous operations since 1915, thus making 2015 as its 100th year, and seeks to be acknowledged by the Texas Department of Agriculture Family Land Heritage Program. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, on the occasion of the Jefferson Land Company's 100th anniversary, extends its best wishes to it, signed this day by the judge and all four commissioners. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And on behalf of all the aforementioned George Browns and myself, and my son George the Fourth, who couldn't be here today, I sincerely appreciate the time, Judge Brannick and commissioners, that you've taken today to make this proclamation. Hopefully George the Fourth will continue the tradition. My grandfather bought it not really to start farming rice or raising cattle, but he had heard of a type of geology called creekology that studied ancient riverbeds and predicted where oil fields might be discovered. So he bought it for that reason. But oil and gas was discovered in 1938 and continued to be produced. But rice and cattle have been the income off of the land. So we'll continue to do so.
Thank you. Congratulate you. Thank you. All right. Next, we have a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Ms. Pulliam, come on up. Commissioner Weaver has a proclamation he's going to read.
Do you have anybody else here?
Yes, everybody. Come on up.
Judge? Before I read the proclamation, I just want to say thank you to all of you that work so hard to protect our children. And Judge, thank you for being here. Really appreciate all of you and the work that you do. So with that, I'll go ahead and read the proclamation. Whereas there were 273,000 children in Texas are reported abused or neglected every year, and whereas 639 children in Jefferson County were reported as abused or neglected last year, and whereas communities must take every effort to promote programs that benefit children and their families, whereas child abuse prevention is a community responsibility and finding solutions depends upon involvement of all people, and whereas effective child abuse prevention programs succeed because of partnerships among agencies, schools, religious organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business community, and whereas everyone in the community should become more aware of the child abuse prevention and consider helping parents raise their children in a safe, nurturing environment. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of April 2015 to be Child Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County. And in doing so, we urge all citizens to join in a national effort to raise awareness about the importance of preventing child abuse. Signed this day by Judge Brannick and all commissioners. And thank you all for being here. And thank you again for all that you do. The DA's office, Randy, thank you for all that you've done over the years. We really appreciate it. All the volunteers that you have, really appreciate it.
Jerry, since preventing child abuse is such a collaborative endeavor, why don't you just go ahead and introduce everybody that's with you so that the community might have an idea of the expansiveness of the efforts and the interdepartmental nature of the efforts to curb child abuse.
I'd love to do that. Thank you so much, Judge, for recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. I would like each of our partners to come up and introduce themselves, and if they want to talk a little bit about their organization, they sure can.
I'm Marianne Tanner with the Garth House Children's Advocacy Program.
I'm Liza Whittington. I'm a program manager with Buckner Children and Family Services.
I'm Randy King with the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office, and I'd like to thank you guys as well, because our CPS services, our prevention efforts here, and our protection efforts here are only as strong as our county allows them to be. We have wonderful judges, and we have a wonderful commissioner's court who let us be very proactive in this county, and our kids are the better for it. And we appreciate you guys very much.
Judge Larry Thorne, and I too want to thank Commissioner's Court and the County Judge for all of the support you've given. I have to brag a little bit. You said, Judge, it's a collaborative effort. Jefferson County has, as far as I'm concerned, is the best in the state of Texas. And I don't say that lightly. I don't know if the court is aware. Recently, there was a reporter from our local newspaper who was aware of a very, very negative article that was written in the Austin American-Statesman about CPS, but especially CPS in Travis County. And a local reporter saw all of the attention that that got, and I think she was looking for the same here. And no matter how hard she tried, she called everybody, she called the judges, she called everybody she could. She couldn't find anything at all bad about CPS, Garth House, or any of the agencies that work together. And I just want to tell CPS and Garth House and all of our friends that help us with this that the courts truly appreciate CASA, the courts truly appreciate what they do, because without them, our kids, I wouldn't know how to protect the children. They're the ones who are on the front lines and bring this to our attention. Thank you.
Judy Pash, and I'm the director of the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court. Thank you all.
Peter Voigt, work for CPS and Port Arthur and Investigation Unit.
I'm Alice Taylor. I'm the executive director at Girls Haven, and I'm very pleased to partner with Child Protective Service and all the other agencies in the courts to help protect children in Southeast Texas. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Michelle O'Berry. I'm a supervisor for investigations and family-based safety services in Beaumont.
Shredda Henson, CBS caseworker out of the Port Arthur office.
I'm Rod Pash. I'm the associate judge for the family courts, and I, without repeating everything Judge Thorne said, I fully believe that what he said and the efforts of everyone here in some form or fashion does go a long way toward helping our children. And each of you, I think, really, maybe indirectly, but each of you do a lot of things that help make our jobs as judges easier to help children in these matters.
Well, as you can see, it is a collaborative effort. It takes all of us, not just CPS, not just law enforcement, not just the judges or the commissioners. It takes the whole community to combat this problem. On Friday, April 10th, is Go Blue Day. I encourage you all to wear blue for our cause. Come out to the Fire Hydrant Pavilion at noon. We're going to have a press conference, and we're going to walk down Main Street and show the community that there is no excuse for child abuse. Also on Saturday, it's a kids' fest. There'll be about 30 vendors and groups out there on Crockett Street from 1 to 4. We will be out there giving out information to the community about how our community here in Southeast Texas bands together and how we can help children and families. I appreciate you recognizing us this month, and we appreciate all your support all year long. Thank you.
We have your blue ribbon pins, so you already have some, but you can leave it in your car or on your desk in case you forget the other one at home.
Ms. Cheryl Williams. You'll come forward. I'll read this proclamation relating to Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Whereas sexual violence is a devastating and intolerable crime affecting men, women, and children of all races, ages, cultures, economic situations, and abilities. Whereas sexual violence is a major social problem in homes, schools, and communities across Texas and our nation, resulting in countless physical, mental, and other health consequences. And whereas sexual violence seriously affects our youth, with 44% of victims being under the age of 18, both males and females, with 93% of those victims having known their assailant. Whereas human sex trafficking is increasing domestically, with the average age of trafficking victims being 12 years of age. Whereas Jefferson County, Texas, in conjunction with other organizations and entities nationwide, designates the month of April as an additional opportunity to promote awareness and prevention of sexual violence. And whereas the Rape and Suicide Crisis Center of Southeast Texas is committed to eliminating sexual violence through education and community action across Jefferson County, Texas, and promoting equality, safety, and respect among all individuals, and helping victims become survivors. Therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim April 2015 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens of Jefferson County to participate fully in activities and events to observe Sexual Assault Awareness Month, signed this day by the Commissioners Court.
Thank you. Thank you all for your support. Without your support and your continued support, we'd not be able to provide all the services we do to the families and friends of Jefferson County. But most recently, I heard you say human trafficking. We had a successful human trafficking training program here locally, and there are over 100 individuals who attended the training. Human trafficking is becoming such a big problem, not just in our local community, but statewide. So in addition to that, we assist families through the criminal justice process, and we collaborate with Garth House and other agencies throughout the community, because it's only with collaboration that we can be successful in helping the clients eventually to move on with their lives from the sexual assault that they experience. So thank you once again for your continued support.
Is it okay for her to say hi?
My name's Dawana Coleman, and I'm the case manager at the Crisis Center.
My name's Darla Daigle. I'm the education specialist. And on a personal note, Robert Daigle says to tell you hello if I ever get to see you. So hello from my husband. And we do thank you. And I just want to emphasize, just like we work with Sherry's group, it is collaborative. It is so collaborative in terms of getting the word out. The fact that the few of us here now have some statistics is not enough. So we just have to talk about it. We have to find out on our own what's going on and how to prevent it. And you and your board and your commissioners and your court, you go such a long way in helping us do that. So I just want to say thank you.
I'm Chastity Wells, the volunteer coordinator for the Rape and Suicide Crisis Center.
I'm Miranda Creech. I'm the social worker for the Rape and Suicide Crisis Center.
Yes, sir. We'll be happy to do that, and thank you for your time today on visiting this important issue. As you know, we've had the 911 system in place since the late 80s. Our system went live December of 91. There are 12 agencies in Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange counties that currently take our 911 calls. We have a training room at the Planning Commission that actually went live during Ike. Port Arthur moved their dispatch there temporarily because they had to evacuate since they're so close to the hurricane levee. We pay for the system in the three-county region with a 50-cent fee. Each citizen pays that fee on their landline bill and on the wireless bill. Originally, the fee was collected by the telephone company, and it was remitted directly to the Regional Planning Commission, and we maintain that funding locally. Several sessions back, they changed that funding stream, and so the fee is now collected from the citizen. It's remitted by the telephone company that collects that fee to the state. Each 2 years when there's a session, we put together a proposed budget that goes through the appropriation process. In the region, our projected revenues average about $2.5 million. Through the appropriation process, our annual budget for the three-county region is about $2 million. So that extra $500,000 remains at the state level, and over the years, with a lot of little 50-cent fees from across the state, there's about $120 million that has remained at the state level. And those fees are used to help certify the budget during the legislative session. So what Representative Desitel has proposed is it's modeled after a bill that was adopted last session The Capital Area Planning Commission, which is in the Austin area, it's our counterpart agency, created a local bill that allowed them to step out of the program. They have a local board that manages the activities. They're still a part of the Planning Commission. The Executive Committee oversees a board that manages the direct activities of the 911 district. So there would be local control. The funding flow would change. It would come directly to the Planning Commission. We would be able to save funds for large capital projects. Say our gear has a 5-year life cycle. We're gonna replace that the entire system in the region this year. And to replace that the gear, it's about $1.8 million. So today we don't have a mechanism to set aside a capital reserve fund, and we would be able to do that under the new system. It's a voluntary creation of the district, so each commissioner's court in the 3-county region and each incorporated city would have to adopt a resolution. So when it was, the timing was right for us to create that district, we would be back before you requesting the adoption of that type of resolution. Any questions?
Very good. Thank you so much, Mr. De La Cruz. For those that are members of the public that might not understand it, and there's a COG, or a Council of Government, in each area of the state that is a collaborative effort between units of local government to receive and distribute grant funds that flow from the federal and state government to local areas. In our case, our Council of Government is called the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. It's made up of units of local government in Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange counties. Sean Davis, formerly with Representative Ritter's office, is the executive director. Mr. De La Cruz is the director over there. And we appreciate all the hard work that they do, as well as all the local officials like Commissioner Arnold, Commissioner Alford, that have served as members or officers of that COG. So thank you very much, Mr. De La Cruz. I hope all goes well with the hearings tomorrow.
That's right. I'll be in Austin tomorrow at 7:30, so as soon as I can get a copy, I'll be on my way to Austin. And thank you so much for the support.
Be careful. All right, returning to our regular agenda under purchasing, item A is consider and approve a bid due date extension for RFP for food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility from Tuesday, April 14th, 2015 at 11 a.m. till Tuesday, April 21st, 2015 at 11 a.m. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment for a term contract for trash container service for Jefferson County with XL Medical Waste Management. This amendment will add biomedical waste container service for the Jefferson County Public Health Unit number 1 at the same contracted rates as previously approved by Commissioner's Court. Item C is considering possibly approved disposition of law books as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523. Do we have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1-4 for purchase of a trailer. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for automobiles and trucks. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for District Clerk for cost of water heater and outlets. And D is consider and approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct 1 for replacement of a vehicle. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 405461 through 405707. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
He's looking for two outlets and an under the sink water heater, I think, for their break area. But, I think there's a water heater in that area right now.
Mr. Arnold, he checked the surge and all to get this prepared.
Right. He's asking for two additional electrical outlets, one GFI. Handle heating the water for one of those individual units, the other one for a microwave. The bid is from a I've sent an email to David to check to see if we can do it in-house, but I don't know if he got a chance to see the email or not. It was right before lunch, so I don't know if he's had a chance to respond yet, but we'll monitor and make sure.
We won't have any problem following.
Question on D, the contingency item there, is that something that, is that the vehicle just went down or?
Transmission went out, David recommended to replace it.
At over $100,000.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve a final plat of Walker Arena located off Highway 347, which is 59.55 acres of land and part of the Pelham Humphreys survey, abstract number 32. It's in Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction located in precinct 2. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Any member of the court have anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Ms. Guidry.
Thank you. On this coming Wednesday, April the 8th, we're gonna have an East Lake Get Smart Day in the jury impounding room from 8:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. for all of our constituents to come out and see the demo on the new voting system, come out, try out, have hands-on. So we're inviting everyone to come out and get E-Slate Smart on this coming Wednesday, April the 8th, from 8:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. Thank you.
Anybody else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.